presents a Hammer Special comedy presentation. In a city suburb, a couple kiss in a double-decker bus.
Stan, no!
Oh, come on, Susie.
Oh, Stan, you are wicked.
Will you not get me going?
Oh, darling. No, stop it. We mustn't. Oh, here.
Susie, please.
We're only here for 5 minutes.
I know. Come on.
Oh, I do love you, Stan. You love me.
Yes, of course I do. I can't believe
it. Why can't we get on? You're due out.
Regulations. My driver's carrying out an inspection.
How long is he going to be?
Don't know, mate. Well, we can't leave till he's satisfied.
The woman looks at her beau.
You do love me, don't you? You really do love me.
Yes, of course I do. Of course I do.
Stan, the driver, kisses her again.
And you will marry me one day.
Oh, you know I will, of course.
She looks at him, delighted.
Oh, darling! That means we're engaged!
Yes, we're engaged. Wait a minute. What do you mean we're engaged?
Now that you've asked me, you can have another kiss.
No, I didn't try to say. Don't misunderstand me.
Well, I hope Stan Alley's up. The passengers are getting a bit impatient.
A third bus pulls up behind them.
Here comes one behind. We've only got 20 minutes to get back to the depot. Stan will never make it.
Sure, we've been here long enough. We should have made it by now.
A tall, mustachioed man.
Oi!
Oh, God, here comes Hitler. That's all we need.
Conductor Jack rings a bell. The mustachioed man joins them.
Oi! Oi! Why were you still here? No, the driver's leaving in his cab. There's no point in ringing the bell for him to go.
Go? I'm ringing for him to stop.
Oh, fella, what was you doing upstairs?
That
is it. How dare you? Upstairs. You know the regulations. You're not even supposed to eat your lunch upstairs. I'm surprised at you, miss. Holding up the bus service so you can... with him, of all people.
It's all right, Inspector. We just got engaged.
Engaged? To him? Oh, God. What's wrong with that? In all the years I've known him, he's never even managed to get his bus in on time. Come on, get these buses out.
See you later, Stan.
Come on, hurry up, you're 20 minutes late.
So what?
You two think you can do what you like with the buses, don't you?
Yeah.
Go on, get your next cab out of it. I've had just about as much as I can take from you two mutinous dogs. You're defying me and breaking every regulation in the book. I'm making out a special report about you, sir. Ain't a bad. Don't let your driver go till I've checked your pay bill.
Jack rings the bell. The bus moves off and the mustachioed inspector goes flying. Mutiny on the buses. The red double-decker bus travels along a street and pulls up at a bus stop. The driver, Stan, a short, cheeky-faced man in his early 50s, waves at his girlfriend Susie, who's standing outside a nearby jeweller's shop. She gestures him over, and he holds up a bundle of banknotes. Starring Reg Varney as Stan Butler. A motorbike and sidecar travel along a suburban road. Sitting in the sidecar is Stan's mum, played by Doris Hare. Michael Robbins plays Stan's brother-in-law, Arthur, who's riding the motorbike. Stan and Susie are looking at engagement rings in the jeweller's window. The motorbike rides past. Stan's mum sees her son and points him out to Arthur, who takes his eyes off the road and crashes into the back of the bus. Olive, Stan's sister, played by Anna Karen, was riding Pillion. She picks herself up off the road. The bus drives on and pulls up at another stop. A swarm of passengers get off the bus, placing coins into Jack's hand as they go. As the last of the passengers leaves, toothy, grey-haired Jack grins and winds a length of unprinted paper back into his ticket machine. Jack looks at the coins in his hand. His eyes light up as he sees a Ladbrokes nearby, and he tootles off towards it. Stan's conductor, Jack, is played by Bob Grant. Tall, mustachioed Inspector Blake is standing at a request stop on a quiet road. He looks up from his clipboard as a red double-decker approaches and holds out an arm to stop it. Blakey jumps out of the way as the bus zooms past through a large puddle. It sends up a huge spray of water, which just misses him. Blakey runs to the edge of the pavement and laughs at the departing bus. A car drives through the puddle and splashes him. Soaked from head to foot, Blakey looks fed up. Also starring Stephen Lewis as the inspector. Production supervisor, Roy Skeggs. Written and produced by Ronald Wolfe and Ronald Chesney. Directed by Harry Booth. The bus pulls into the depot and parks up. In the canteen, a blonde woman approaches Susie, who's sitting at a table.
Hello, Susie, love.
Hello.
Well, let me have a look at it. Oh, very nice. Stand up, then.
Hey?
Come on, stand up. Oh, well, you got it well in time, then. Doesn't show.
It's not like that.
Any? Oh, you clever girl. Listen, take a bit of advice from me, dearie. Don't give anything away until it's legal.
Well, I have got an engagement ring.
Look, love, I've got 5 engagement rings, but no husband.
What happened?
I'm too generous, especially after a few gins.
Hey, Susie, love.
Hello, Stan.
Come on, I've missed you.
So have I.
They kiss.
Here. It's like catching a fish. She keeps dangling the bait, but she won't let him have a nibble.
Stan?
Yeah?
Have you found anywhere for us to live yet?
Yeah, it's all fixed. Mum said we'd live with her.
Oh, no, I'm not having that. I'm not getting married until we've got a place of our own.
Well, it's marvellous. I thought you'd be pleased. I mean, flats are not easy to come by, or houses. I mean, you just can't pick them up like that, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to wait, do you?
No, of course I don't, darling, but...
Well, just think, all the fun we have.
Not in front of the phone, careful.
No. Just the two of us alone.
I know, I can't...
In time.
Darling,
any
look,
place?
Don't you think...
Jack rolls his eyes as they begin to kiss again. Stan loosens his collar.
All right, then, I'll tell Mum. She won't mind.
At the butler's, Stan is eating at the kitchen table.
Well, I don't know, I'm going to manage when you go.
Well, I can't stay here forever, ma'am, can I? Especially when I get married.
Well, I don't know why, just for the start. I mean, you've got a lovely home.
Oh, go on, darling, do it for Mummy.
Well, I can't afford to keep your mother on my own. Not when I've got your sister and the little one to support.
Well, she gets a pension, don't she? And I could chip in with a few bob.
Well, I still think you should stay here for a start. I mean, Arthur and Olive are very happy here.
Olive is potty training the baby Stan and Arthur stop eating.
Does he have to do that when I'm trying to eat?
What's the matter with him? He spends hours sitting on that pot.
Well, he's like his father, isn't he? He's too mean to part with anything.
How very funny. I'm getting a little tired of your crude remarks.
Well, you won't have to put up with them much longer, mate, because soon as Susie and I find somewhere to live, I'm off.
Oh, love, aren't you going to have your bread pudding? Smells delicious.
He ponders.
Yeah, I think he's fighting a losing battle.
Oh.
At the bus depot...
10 minutes late, we might as well push off.
Yeah, okay, mate.
Stan! Stan! Look!
Hello, Susie, love. I didn't know you were back in.
Look, I found some new flats for sale.
Oh.
Look, they're ready now. £50 down, pay off £10 a week.
Yeah.
You've got to put your name down before they've all gone.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot of money, see, love, and I'll have to think about it, you see.
Just fancy, Stan. The two of us.
Look, I know, but...
Alone.
Look, but 50 quid
is... A place of our own.
Look.
Susie kisses him passionately.
All right, I'll pop in on my way home.
They kiss again. Blakey walks up behind them.
Oh, no, you two are not at it again, are you?
Well, you don't mind me kissing him goodbye.
Look, my dear, I wish to go out and kiss him goodbye myself.
Oh, Blakey, I didn't know you cared, dear.
Get that butt out, come on.
Bye.
Mum, I've got the flat. Look, that's it there. I'm going to take the deposit round tomorrow. I've seen about the wedding, and with a bit of luck, I should be away from here in about a fortnight.
He clocks their gloomy faces.
What's the matter with everybody? Why's Olive crying?
Arthur's got the sack.
It's what?
I have not been sacked. I have been made redundant.
Thank goodness you've got a good steady job. We shall need every penny you can earn.
But I'm getting married.
But you can't. Not until Arthur gets another job.
Well, blimey, if I wait for him to get a job, I'll be past it. No, I'm sorry, Mum, I've got my own life to lead.
It's a baby I'm worried about. I won't be able to get him enough food.
Well, if he didn't eat so much, he wouldn't have to sit on that thing all day long.
Stan, how could you?
Well, you know what I mean, Mum. Look, I'll see that none of you starve.
Olive smiles.
Oh, God, what else? I suppose you'll have to go round and tell him I can't take the flat.
Oh, I knew you'd see us all right, love. Well, now I'll go and make the supper.
I think I'll put baby in the high chair. He doesn't seem to want to. Come on, darling. There you are. Mummy will get you a nice clean nappy.
Arthur looks up from his paper and sniffs the air.
What's that?
He looks at the baby in the high chair. Mum goes over to the baby as Olive walks back in with a nappy.
Oh, you naughty little boy. You little rascal. You never know what they're going to do next.
Here's an appy.
You're too late. He's beat you to it.
At the depot, Jack and Stan walk towards a clocking in machine.
Well, you're having a bit of a rough time of it then, aren't you, Stan?
You can say that again, mate. I'm right up to here with it. Do you realise if Arthur don't find another job soon, I can't get married?
Yeah. Morning, Hitler. There. Who's this Mr. Jenkinson?
That is a new general manager who's been sent down from the head office to help me to sort you lot out. From now onwards, mate, these buses are going to be run properly at a profit.
A profit? Oh, blimey, that's a laugh. We've heard all that before, mate.
Yes, well, get in your bus, then. You're 30 seconds late.
All right, all right.
It's not all right.
A balding man.
Hey, Inspector. Sir. I'm going to take a look around outside. I've been studying these time schedules. Hardly any of your buses seem to run on time.
I know, sir, I know. I do my best. It's these drivers who are so uncooperative.
That number 11 should have left by now.
Yes, sir. I'll tell them right away, sir.
Don't worry. I will.
Good.
Yeah, I wonder what this new manager's like, then.
Well, I don't know. Might as well got to watch it a bit.
Yeah?
Well, I don't want any trouble now that I've got all the family to keep.
Hey, you. You know what time this bus is due out?
No, we haven't made up our minds yet.
What?
Look, passengers have to wait outside for the bus.
How long will the next bus be?
About 38 feet.
Blakey joins them.
Having any trouble, Mr. Jenkins?
Mr. Jenkins?
Who are these two layabouts?
Butler and Harper, sir. The worst two in the old depot. I'm always having trouble with these two.
Well, you'd better not have any more. Scruffy-looking pair. What about that shower over there? You lot, come here.
A group of scruffily dressed staff walk over.
Come on, come on, we haven't got all day. Look at them. Now that I'm taking over here, you lot are going to have to smarten yourselves up. You're in charge. Look at them. They're a disgrace. You know the regulations about uniforms. In future, you'd better see they stick to them. Or else.
Right. You heard what the manager said? From tomorrow, you will wear only the company's uniform, as supplied. Right?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Is it? I'm having no more of these fancy shirts or filthy sweaters or any of that flashy rubbish. I mean, look at that. Look. I don't know how you can get your hands on such things.
Ah, it's easy. I'll show you.
Look it off.
You lecherous moron. You know what I mean. Right. From now onwards, you will wear only the company's uniform as supplied. Nothing else, right?
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Blakey goes.
Here, now, look here, Jack. We're not standing for that.
Ah, don't you worry, mate. If they think they can order us about like that, they've got another thing coming.
He grins. Later, the door to the men's opens, and Stan and Jack tiptoe out, barefoot. They're not wearing shirts, either.
Here, hope this works.
Look, he told us to wear nothing but our uniforms, didn't he? Well, that's what we're wearing.
Yeah, I know, but blimey, it's flooring off cold, isn't it?
What's the matter? You only trotting some sawdust?
I'm not worried about the sawdust. It's what's underneath it.
Yeah. Oh, good, the other fellas haven't let us down.
Yeah, oh, that's it, fellas, yeah. Have you seen Blakey?
Yeah, snooping around somewhere.
Lord, I hope he hurries. With no vest on, this jacket and half irritated my chest.
Yeah, well, if that's what you do at your chest, how do you think I feel?
Huh?
I've got an underpants on.
It's all right for you to laugh, but I'm half irritating my... Cool,
oh, blimey. Oh, what are you, stupid or something? I didn't tell you to leave everything off.
That's what you said.
So the new discipline's beginning to work then, is it, eh? Nice to see the first shift here on time for a change, isn't it, eh?
That's right.
His face falls.
What the?
He looks around.
Now, what's going on here, eh? Now, where's all your rest of your clothes?
You told us to wear nothing but our uniforms.
Yes, but I didn't mean nothing but your uniform. I meant nothing but your uniform.
Morning, Inspector.
Morning, Inspector.
Oh, morning, lovies.
The women aren't wearing anything but their uniforms either.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not you and all.
Oh, it's not cold with just this jacket on.
What? Stan laughs.
Yeah, you're wearing something underneath it, aren't you?
Orders is orders. Look.
She flashes him.
No. Do you take it up? Do you take it up?
Oh, I've got goose pimples.
Who knows? You've just shown him a couple. Here. You're not all like that, are you?
We are.
They all flash.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh.
Well, it's the inspector, sir. He asked us to come to work with no other clothes on.
He what?
Ooh, I think he's lusting after me body.
Him?
No. Tell him the truth, come on.
You told us to come to work with nothing else but our uniforms, didn't he?
Yes.
You're kinky or something?
No.
Well, he does go a bit funny sometimes.
It's his age. He's a bit on the turn, you know.
Shut up. You've had your fun. I'll deal with you later. And in future, I want you lot coming to work dressed like that.
Well, blimey, she's going to have a bit of a job looking like that.
Hey, I thought this depot was fully manned.
I intend to expand the services, and I shall need some new drivers. Come into my office. And you lot, put your clothes on and get back to work, or I'll sack the lot of you.
Jenkins walks off. Susie stands with a couple of others looking at a recruitment poster.
Hello, Susie, love.
Hello, Stan.
I thought I'd catch you before you went out.
Here, Stan, I've been thinking your brother-in-law could get a job as a driver.
Who, Arthur?
Yeah.
That'd be tough. He can't drive.
Oh, you could teach him.
Me? When? How?
When you're out with your bus.
Oh, no, come on.
Well, nice. If you did, Stan, we could get married.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I mean, I'll just put it.
Susie kisses Stan passionately.
Well, you do want to, don't you, Stan?
Yeah, of course I do, but do us a favour. Don't do that while I've got this tight collar on.
Boys, look, mate, I'm not a complete idiot. You told me 100 times already.
All right,
bigger.
I'm just
going to
show
under gears, Jack.
Yeah, damn it,
come on, get in.
Arthur climbs into the cab.
How about driving? Can hardly get in it. Right, now. Make sure it's in neutral.
That's it. Right, now start her up. Right, now then. Have you got the idea?
Not my dear good man. I do drive a motorcycle. Maybe, but this is not a motorcycle, is it? And I'm telling you, the clutch on this thing's a real brute.
Right, let's take it in gear.
Stan rolls his eyes.
Push the pedal right down. Right, that's it. Now then, let it up very slow, very slowly, releasing the handbrake at the same...
The bus takes off. Jack runs after the bus.
Stop! You stop shouting at me, you stupid idiot! Don't you know the meaning? Stop! I'm trying to stop it!
It speeds towards a farm. Stan falls into a pile of hay.
Give us that, Jack. Come on.
That's it.
Come on, mate.
They pull him to his feet.
Blimey, you do a bungle. You idiot. What are you doing that for? I'm going to be killed.
Yeah, well, at least you fell in something soft.
They walk off. Stan's covered in manure. He smells himself. All grimaces. Later, Stan drives the bus back into the depot. Blakey sees the mud-spattered bus and runs towards it.
Come on. Why were you so late, Pat? Come on.
Well, we got held up in the traffic.
Right, I'm putting your report up here. Is that the office?
Well, come on then. We'll do it.
No, I want butter and all. Get him out of here.
In a minute.
Yeah, look, Blakey, come on. I'll help you make out the report.
I want butter. Get him out of here.
Stan jumps out of the driver's cab. He's not wearing his trousers.
No. We started that striptease long ago, haven't we?
No, it's not like that, Blakey.
Where are your trousers? A horrible sight, look.
Stan hands his trousers to Blakey, who sniffs them.
Where? But...
It was an accident. Yeah, it was an accident.
God, no, an accident.
Well, you know Badger's Lane. There's no facilities. So he had to wander off behind the bushes.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Hey, and I fell in a ditch.
In a ditch, yeah.
You sure it was a ditch? Oh. I should get clean off if I were you, Butler. I'm putting your report on a pair of you. Hey, Butler, I should cover my legs up if I were you, mate. And don't do nothing for you.
I'm going to kill Arthur getting me into this mess.
Nah, well, don't give him no more driving lessons.
Well, I've got to own now. Till he finds another job, I can't leave home.
Nah, that's true. Still, I'll tell you what, he'd be dead keen to learn now, won't he? I mean, he's got to keep Olive and the kid.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He was telling me this morning he stays awake all night worrying about him.
Mm.
At the butler's, Arthur and Olive are asleep in bed. The baby's in a cot in one corner of the cramped room. He wakes.
Oh, Olive.
He shakes her.
Olive, your baby's crying.
Oh.
Well, go and see what he wants.
Olive, who's wearing a short, bright blue frilly nightdress and matching knickers, turns on the light and goes over to the cot.
There, never mind.
Why does he have to keep on bawling like that all the time? I never got a wink of sleep.
What do you mean? The poor old mutt's crying because you woke him up with your rotten snoring.
I do not snore.
Yes, you do. You snore like a great fat pig.
I do not.
Yes, you do. All night.
There, look, you started him off again. You stupid great fat lump.
Don't you be so rude. Why do you always speak to me like that? You do snore all night long.
Arthur, who's driving his bus, to pull in at a bus stop. Jack and Olive watch from Arthur's motorbike, which is parked nearby.
What's the matter with you? Can't you do anything?
Arthur's
right?
Getting very
can't
good, isn't he?
Well, he's been at it for 3 weeks, he should
You'll
be.
Never learn. Now back it up to the stop and be careful. Don't worry.
Arthur shifts the gears.
Right.
He backs towards the bus stop.
Arthur!
Arthur!
You great big nit! That put a wind up here, didn't it? You need that bus stop. Look, mate, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, of course he does. He's very good, really.
Hey, come on, stand up with you out.
Yeah, now pull it down a bit and get out of that cab. All right, all right.
The bus knocks the bus stop over.
Oh, God. Look what he's done!
Arthur joins them.
Oh, dear. You bigoted nit. You and your, I know what I'm doing. Look what you've done. You left it in reverse.
Oh, no, I didn't. Gear slipped.
No, I tell you what we do. We lift it up and stick it back in the pavement.
Oh, don't talk out the back of your head. You need an elephant to lift this up.
Olive, give him an end.
Stop being funny. Now, let's get out of here.
Just one moment, mate. What are you going to do about the post?
Ah, oh, we'll say some hooligans did it. A lot of stupid lads doing things like that these days.
You're right. I've just seen one.
Yeah.
Why don't you belt up? Come on, Olive.
I'll drive us home, Arthur.
Olive and Arthur walk off.
Hey, just a minute. I didn't know Olive could drive a motorbike.
Now, Arthur's teaching her so she can pick him up with a depot when he's on late shift.
Oh, yeah? Well, I tell you what, if those two are going to be on the roads, I'm taking a job on the railways.
Olive puts on her crash helmet and tries to start the bike.
Here, let me do that.
No, I've got to learn.
Look, you've got no idea. Need a special neck. Now,
I can do it. Leave me alone. What happened?
She slumped over the bike. Arthur grabs her.
Stupid great lump. Now look what you've done. You've broken a starter, haven't you? How can you be so clumsy?
Clumsy? Arthur's talking. Who did that?
Never mind about that. This is going to cost us money, isn't it?
What's he done now?
What's happened? Well, look at that. You're going to have to lend me a few quid to get the bike home.
What?
Oh, no, there must be another way.
Arthur and Olive, both wearing beige raincoats, white crash helmets and goggles, travel along a street on the motorbike. A length of rope is tied to the handlebars. The other end is attached to the bus, which pulls the bike along. As the bike veers towards the pavement, Arthur struggles to move the handlebars.
Jack! My steering's gone all stiff!
The bike is to one side of the bus. Olive points ahead of them. A man is in the road up ahead. As the vehicles pass him, he's knocked head first into a bucket by the rope. The bus heads towards a traffic island and turns left. The motorbike handlebars come off as the rope hits a bollard. The bike zooms down a street. They head towards a manhole tent in the middle of the road. The bike flies straight through it, then crashes into a telegraph pole. Olive is stuck in the manhole. Jack and Stan run towards her.
Olive, you all right?
I'm stuck!
Good, well, don't move. I can't see if that was all right.
Come on.
Arthur!
Go on, get the tent up, get the tent up. Get him off me!
The workman's on top of Arthur.
Oh, blimey, Olive's changed.
Here! Where is
she?
All right, don't panic. Olive's all right.
Ow! What do you think you're doing banging up my hole?
Back at the depot.
Oh, you don't know, get some jolt ideas.
Well, I welcome out the night.
Oi, late again, eh? Every mortal time you get back from that Badger's Lane, you're late, ain't you?
Well, it's all the traffic, isn't it?
Oh, traffic, my eye. You never leave there on time, do you? I've got something that says you do it in future, mate.
What's that then?
Come and have a look.
Stan frowns at Jack, then the two of them follow Blakey into Jenkins' office. A radio transistor and a microphone sit on the desk.
What's all that for then? That's radio control. Mr. Jenkins is having that installed to improve efficiency. From next week, every bus is going to have that fitted. I'll be able to keep in touch all day.
Ah, good, that's all we need.
There'll be no arriving early at the turnaround points and having a kip. No leaving late and dawdling. I won't give you a minute's peace all day. Oh, good.
Stan and Jack share an unimpressed look. Arthur's waiting at a bus stop as Stan's bus pulls up. He bangs on the wheel arch, then runs round to the cab door and opens it. Jack joins him.
Where on earth have you been? I've been waiting hours for me driving lesson.
Look, since we've got this radio control in the cab, it's not easy. Right, now get in. See what I mean?
He picks up the radio.
Stan Butler here, number 17, just arrived.
Well, get back in your cab
and drive off again, then.
Aye?
The bus in front of you has just broken down.
What?
Yeah, there's a queue about a mile long waiting at the central station.
I'll keep you busy, will it?
Oh, blimey, Jack, I'm fed up with this.
You got the message in, have you? Any comments?
Yeah, only one.
little interference, I think, sir.
Oh, this is hopeless. How on earth can you give me driving lessons when that inspector of yours keeps dragging you back to work?
He's right, you know, Jack. We've got to do something about this radio here. If the bosses can order us about like this all day long, life won't be worth living. Yeah, you're right, mate.
Jack smiles. In Jenkins' office, Jack uses a screwdriver to fiddle with the radio. Stan's keeping lookout.
Hurry up, Jack, before Blakey comes back.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Look, you sure you know what you're doing?
No, I was on radios when I done my national service. I've retuned all the circuits. Yeah. There we are. You'll never get through to us on these wavelengths. Now, look, we better scout. Get the bus out early.
Well, don't mess about. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Jack and Stan pass Blakey on the way back to the bus.
We're off then now, Blakey.
Right.
He looks surprised.
You mean you're actually going out on time?
Yep.
Well, I knew there'd be some changes once I had that radio control, but I'll be checking up on you in half an hour's time.
All right.
Yeah.
They walk off. Blakey looks pleased.
It's made my day, that is.
In Jenkins' office.
Hello. SB17, can you hear me? SB17, can you hear me? Hello, SB17, can you hear me?
A policeman gets on his car radio.
TS-14 here.
14? Oh. Where are you then?
The part behind the Rose and Crown.
What? What are you doing here?
Stopped here last night and picked up a couple of drunken tarts.
Tarts?
Yeah. We thought we might find a couple more here now.
What? You go, mate. You're supposed to be going to the gasworks.
The policeman's confused.
Gasworks? Who's that speaking?
Your inspector.
Inspector? Must be something big.
Don't you get talking back to me. You get down to the gasworks right away.
Yes, sir. Gasworks.
The unmarked police car drives away.
Sorry about that, sir, but I'll tear him off his strip as soon as you get back.
Don't mess about. Get hold of that stand button.
Yes, sir. Hello, Butler. This is Blake. Oh, I forgot to press the button. Hello, Butler.
SB-17. A bobby on the beat.
SB-17, can you hear me?
Number 23 here.
23?
You keep getting the wrong buses. Where's that one going?
23, where are you?
I'm on my way back to the station.
Station? 23, you shouldn't be to the station. You should be going to Barley Common.
That's 4 miles away.
Don't you answer me back. This is your inspector calling. You get down there double quick.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll catch a bus right away.
Don't you know how to work this thing?
Well, it seemed all right to
me. Give me that mic. SB-17, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Go.
SB-17, can you hear me?
A pilot in the cockpit of a Pan Am aeroplane.
Clipper, Charlie Victor 2-7 here. Clipper, Charlie Victor 2-7 here. I'm receiving you. Over.
Charlie Victor? We got a Charlie Victor working for us. Check that. Charlie Victor, where are you?
Clipper, Charlie Victor here. I'm approaching London Airport.
What? What route do you think you're on?
Just come in from Calcutta.
Calcutta? They're all taking the mickey. It's planned. You haven't got any control over your staff.
The white, unmarked Rover 2000 pulls up outside an industrial building.
Number 14 reporting, Inspector. We just got to the gasworks.
Gasworks? Right. We are late. So you get right back here to the depot.
Get back? What depot?
The bus depot, you moron! How do you expect me to run a bus service with you lazy dotes? Now you come straight back here to the depot and report to Inspector Blake!
Don't you worry. We'll be at that depot before you know it. The depot!
Later at the depot.
And what's more, you could be charged with impersonating a police inspector. You could get 5 years for that. And transmitting on a government frequency. That could be another 18 months.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one who was...
Hey, I'm making a full report. In the meantime, this transmitter is not to be used. Understood?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Don't worry, officer. I'll see to that.
Yeah. Blakey picks up the policeman's cap along with his own. The men put them on. Then Blakey realises that he's wearing the wrong one. They swap back and the policeman goes. Jenkins steps towards Blakey.
Stan!
Hello, Susie, love.
Come here.
Did you manage to give Arthur another driving lesson?
Yep. Yeah, ever since we fixed Blakey's radio, it's been easy.
Will he get the job soon?
Well, he's got his interview tomorrow morning and he promised he'd start all night learning the highway code.
Arthur's asleep in bed.
Arthur, you're snoring. Turn over and wake the baby. Arthur, turn over.
Olive turns on the light. Arthur doesn't wake.
Get off your back.
She pushes him out of bed. The baby wakes up.
Have you gone raving mad?
You were snoring. You've woken the baby.
I didn't wake him, you did. What's the matter with him? Go and see what he wants.
Hugo is your child.
Arthur hurries over to the baby.
Look, shut up! Will you shut up? Don't you dare do that! Get away from that cot! Mum!
What's going on? Will you two shut up?
It's Arthur!
Stan and Mum walk in.
Will you two keep quiet? Me and Mum's trying to get some sleep, you know.
It was Olive. She went berserk, started to attack me.
I was only trying to turn him over.
You're wasting your time. He's the same both sides.
Stay. Well, it was to stop him snoring. He's waking the baby. I know. I've heard him. If you ask me, there's something wrong with his tubes.
There is nothing wrong with my tubes.
Then you must have an obstruction up your nose.
I do not have any obstruction.
Oh, come off it, mate. What about your operation?
Oh, that obstruction wasn't up his nose. It's his nasal passages. They're tightening up a bit.
What a load of old rubbish.
It is not a load of rubbish. As you get older, you shrivel up a bit.
Arthur's indignant.
I have not shriveled up.
Oh, I don't know, love. I mean, I have no...
Well, you built up! And you two, clear out of here!
Ought a man have some privacy in his own bedroom?
He steps in the potty.
Ah! You stupid, great idiot. Why don't you empty this thing?
You don't have to now. You've just done it for her.
Stan and Mum leave. Arthur throws the potty on the floor. Day, Stan sits with Susie in the canteen.
Hope Barbara gets that job. Blimey, the things I went through teaching him to drive.
Never mind, darling. I'll make it up to you.
Right.
Hey, you get all right. You've been nibbling and licking one now, haven't
you? All right, knock it off. Of course, I couldn't have done it without old Jack here. I mean, somebody else would have shot me. Nah, it's nothing, mate.
Oh, I am grateful, Jack. Here.
She kisses him. Blakey watches.
She's chugging it about a bit, isn't she? God help us in the hot weather.
Oh. Stay.
Well, that's it. I have been accepted.
Have you? Oh, that's marvellous. As soon as he's got the job.
Oh, smashing. You are a pet.
She kisses Arthur, too.
She can't leave it alone, can she? Ooh, put me right off my pudding, Ned. Go.
Hey, Blakey. Hey. Arthur got the job as a driver.
Hey? No. Oh, my God, not another one out of the same family. Oh, that's done it.
I was told to give you this.
A piece of paper.
It's a pistol, all right. Oh, well. You better go up the stores and get yourself issued with a new uniform, ain't you? Hey? Report back here for training duties.
Righto, sir.
At the butler's.
There's a good boy. Do it for Mummy.
Ah, there's Dan. I'll get his tea.
Hello, Mum.
Hello,
love.
Hello,
Olive.
Hello, my sweetheart.
Hey, hear you about Arthur?
Yes, and it's wonderful. Yeah, I knew he'd get the job.
Yeah. He's just gone up to try on his new uniform.
Has he? Hey, Mum, just cup of tea, will you?
Arthur walks in, dressed in his uniform. The jacket's too big.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, me. Oh, that's great, Ed. I like the overcoat. Where's the jacket?
Oh, don't be stupid. This is the jacket. Just needs a little alteration, that's all. Happen to have rather short arms.
Oh, I can see that. But then for that jacket, you've got short legs and all.
Oh, look, baby wants to see Daddy.
Oh. That's her. There we are.
Oh, and he's sweet.
Sweet? Well, I wouldn't have said that.
I think he wants to put his daddy's cap on.
Oh, yes. Here, son. There we are.
The little puppy.
Here, Stan. Perhaps one day he'll be a bus driver.
Yeah, well, he's getting the right sort of training, isn't he? He spends most of his time sitting.
Well, he can't help that.
I'll get your teas.
Olive, do you mind putting him down on the floor there? I don't fancy eating my tea with him on his pot up there.
Yeah, Mum, will you have him?
Yes, come on, my lovely. Here we go.
Well, now that Arthur's bringing the money in each week, I'll be able to put my £50 down for the flat.
Well, I still think you could stay here for a bit at first. And I think your Susie's being very unreasonable.
Now, look here, Mum. I can't start my married life in this house. Not with Arthur snoring his head off all night and little Arthur sitting on a pot all day.
The cap falls off the baby's head.
Oh, Arthur, look.
Hey.
The baby's sitting on the cap.
Oh, blimey. Look, he's sitting on my new cap.
Little darling.
Oh,
Arthur. Olive passes the cap to Arthur, who looks in it.
My new cap? I'll kill him.
Now, don't do your nut. He's just christened it for you.
It'll have to go to the cleaners.
No, wear it. It might make your hair grow.
Well, pay me, buddy. Come on, let's get some lunch quick.
No, I'm skipping it today.
Look, we agreed we was going to practice a dance. Barney, mate, the match is on Saturday. We've only got a few days to go.
Look, I'm going to the estate agents with Susie. I've got the 50 quid deposit.
Stan! Sorry, I kept you waiting.
Here, look, you're supposed to be practicing for the big night.
What do you think I'm doing now?
At the estate agents.
Not 200 quid. I thought it was only £50.
Look, there's nothing I can do about it. I haven't got enough of the deposit.
You promised we'd only have to wait until Arthur got a job.
But I didn't know the prices were going to go up, did I? I'll have to save a bit more, that's all. Look, I've got to get back. I'm going to catch this bus.
Well, I'll see you sometime.
Yeah, all right.
Susie walks off in a sulk as Stan makes to kiss her. He raises his eyebrows, then runs over to a nearby bus stop and holds out an arm to stop the bus. It speeds past him. He calls out after it. Later, Jack throws darts at a board which is resting on the front of the bus. He walks over to the board and retrieves them.
Yeah. All right, double 61, mate. Should be easy. All right.
Jack keeps score as Stan throws his darts.
Oh, blimey, look, you're busted. Oh, can't you concentrate? Fat lot of use, you'll be at the darts match. Oh, I'm sorry, mate, but what were your estate agents and Susie and everything on? Absolutely fed up.
Oh, forget it. Look, it won't do your Susie any harm to wait a bit.
Certainly not doing me darts any good.
Well, I can see that, can't I? Here, what about those fish and chips? They hot enough yet? I'm starving.
Should be.
He takes them out of a hole by the engine.
Nah, they're not even warm.
Well, start the engine up. That'll do it.
Stan puts them back.
Hey, wait a minute. Who hit you off?
Well, it don't matter. Nah, you're right. Anyway, who's going to know? The next bus isn't due, and Blakey's not going to walk here, is he?
Right
Blimey, you, sir.
A red minivan pulls up behind them.
Gordon's blighted. Quick, get down, mate. Hurry up. Pull out to stall him off. Quick.
Of course, isn't I? Of course, yeah. You were supposed to have left this point 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, but you see, I had a bit of trouble. That's why I'm running the engine. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's all right now.
See the van? The manager's given me that so I can check up on yous to any time I like. Well, you're least expecting it, mate. Better than radio control, isn't it, eh?
Right. You go back to the depot, mate. I'm getting on the bus with these two. Come on.
What about the dartboard and the fish and chips?
I'll leave it for now. As soon as he gets off, you stop and I'll get rid of it.
Right. Come on.
Blakey, how far are you going?
I'm stopping with you all the way back to the depot, anyway.
Jack rolls his eyes as Blakey takes a seat. The bus pulls away, the dartboard still resting against the front window. Blakey's driver follows the bus in the minivan. Smoke pours out from the engine as the bus travels down a street. The dartboard falls onto the road.
Hold on!
Oh, that's done it.
The dartboard rolls into an open manhole. A workman climbs out.
Oi!
The bus arrives back at the depot, smoke trailing from the engine. Other employees point and stare at the bus as Stan drives into the large shed and parks up. Jack and Blakey hurry around to the front of the bus. Stan joins them.
What's happening?
Nothing. The engine is just running a bit hot.
Well, that's not normal, is it? I better get one of the maintenance men up to it.
Smells
a bit
funny and all,
doesn't
it?
Quick, get the chips out.
Stan grabs the package.
Oh, blimey, Jack. You're right.
Run me back, quick, take a little bit.
Onto a pile of rags.
Oh, it's all right, Blakey. I found out what the trouble was. It was an oily rag on the manifold. It's okay.
Well, it smells a bit like a... Oh, my God, look, it's a fire in the inspection pit. Quick, get the fire extinguisher.
Yes, sir.
It's stuck to the wall.
Oh, God, wait.
Hurry up.
Don't stand there like an idiot. Give us a hand, will you?
They struggle with it.
Come on, bring it over here!
All right!
They pull it off the wall.
Come on, hurry up!
All right, I've got to read what it says. Stand 9 feet away from the fire. What's 9 feet?
Back here.
Right,
that's about it.
Yeah, then point the nozzle at the flames.
Stand back.
Stan points the extinguisher. The foam trickles out. Stan shakes it.
More!
You can't get no more, that's a lot.
Oh, look at the flames, look. Sound the alarm, quick.
The handle breaks off.
That's lost his dinger.
It falls to the floor.
Oh, look.
That's going to burn the bus. Get the hose quick and turn the water on. Come on, you throw it on. Come on. Come on, get it here. Turn it on. I'll get it. Come on. Hurry up.
Oh, God, it's jammed.
You'll pull it harder than him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, look what you've done, look. Don't turn them all on.
I can't, it's rusted up.
Oh. Look at the fire. Ready, look, go. Oh. Don't panic. I'll phone the park again.
He hurries off, bumping into Jenkins.
Oh.
Look what's going on here. God almighty, don't just stand there. That bus will catch fire. Now, come on, move it out of the way.
Stan stares in horror as Blakey runs up.
What was that, Charlie?
Follow! Oh, man! I'm only just going today.
It's all right. I can straighten it out. Charlie?
At the butler's, Arthur lights a cigarette.
Blimey. Makes life very easy for me, doesn't it? Just starting when my brother-in-law bashes in the company's new van.
Look, it was an accident, wasn't it?
My dear man, you should have looked.
Don't you tell me how to drive. I've been 10 years of this game, you know, so shut up.
Arthur, as you're on the first route tomorrow, don't you think we should have an early night?
Hey.
He looks awkward.
Yes, all right, sunshine. It's a good idea.
Oh.
Good night, mother-in-law.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, ain't it lovely, eh? Married all these years and it's made no difference to their love.
Yeah, you're right. 2 minutes and he'll be snoring his head off.
Oh, of course he won't. Anyway, Olive's thought of something to stop him sleeping on his back.
In their bedroom, Olive, wearing curlers, applies a thick face cream.
Here, I can't find my pyjama jacket anywhere.
Oh, no, love, it's here.
Oh, thank you.
She helps him on with it. Arthur fastens the buttons, then fidgets uncomfortably.
Here, there's some things on my back.
Oh, yes, love.
But what are they?
Balls.
What?
Tennis balls. They're to stop you snoring, so you won't sleep on your back.
Have you gone raving mad? Take them off. You think I'm going to bed with those things stuck on my back?
But they're supposed to work.
Take them off.
Mum, Mum.
You must be out of your mind, girl.
What is it, love?
Mum, he won't wear them.
But it always works, Arthur. It's to stop you waking the baby.
You look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's it. That is it. Take them off. I am not going to bed with balls sewn on my pyjamas. Here, I tell you what, Arthur. If you don't have balls sewn in your pyjamas, stick them in here and you can wear this back to front.
Olive's bra.
Shut up.
A sign reads, Staff Social and Darts Match tonight.
I've been round all the agents and there's nothing here I can afford. I shall have to save up a bit more, that's all.
Oh, I suppose so. At this rate, we'll never get married.
Oh, yes, we will. Oh, come on, cheer up, love. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll get you another cup of tea, eh?
Arthur walks in with the blonde.
2 teas, love.
Well, I have been allocated my first route.
The inspector's put me with him.
Yes. I'll get you a tea, my dear.
Well,
2 teas, please.
I'll get some fags.
Oh, well, I'm especially giving you Nymphy Nora.
Why, what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her? She's worn out more drivers than the 5 o'clock rush hour.
Oh. Well, the inspector told me that if I left it to her, she'd show me where to stop.
Oh, blimey, if you leave it to her, she won't stop till you get there.
It's been so long since he's been there, I don't think he knows the way.
Here's your teeth, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Here, you coming to the darts match, then?
Oh, I don't know. I've got...
Well, I want to go. You know, a driver always has to take his clippy. Come on.
Oh. Well, of course, I must do what's expected of me.
Come on.
Nora leads him away.
She'll kill him. If she don't, I know who will.
How do you mean?
I've asked Mum and Olive to the match.
Blimey, she'll be a right old punch-up then.
At the darts match, a crowd of people watch Blakey play. Stan brings a tray of drinks to his Mum and Olive.
Here you are, Mum. Yeah, enjoying yourselves?
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Here, what's happening now?
Well, the last game's a draw, so it's a playoff between me and Jack and Blakey and Jenkins.
Oh,
oh Jack!
Stan and Jack are doing very well. So's Arthur with that clippy of his.
Dusty Nora fawns over Arthur. Olive's not happy.
I don't know what he sees in that fat cow.
Oh, he must be drunk, love, making a fool of himself. She's not our sort.
Olive bites a gherkin in half.
So common. Oh, manners. Here, I'll go and sort him out.
She marches over to Arthur.
My little Olive's very upset. She's been alone all evening.
Oh, blimey. When there is grub about, your little Olive is never alone.
Blakey's with Jenkins.
Now we've got them on the run. Take your time. Don't let them fluster you.
Right now, darling, you know exactly what to do.
Yeah, okay.
As Blakey steps up to the hockey, Jack's friend stands nearby and bends over, revealing a pair of sexy red knickers under her mini-dress. Blakey's dart misses the board.
You missed! Now pull yourself together!
Blakey's eyes widen as Jack's friend adjusts her cleavage. He throws his dart and misses it again, hitting a light fitting. Jenkins strides towards him.
Oh, never mind, Blakey. Here, wait till they fix the light and then finish your ball, Jack.
Arthur's still with Nora.
No, my mother.
Yes, please.
Vodka and tonic and...
He's buying her another drink. I'm going to get him to buy me one, too.
Now, love, you've had quite enough.
Yes, I've had enough of her.
Oh, dear Olive.
How about buying me a drink?
I will get you one in a moment. Will you kindly go and sit down?
Here, smell my perfume. You're wasting your time, dear. Don't go to bed with him. The only thing he's got that'll keep you awake is his snoring.
Will you shut up?
Blokes don't snore when they're in bed with me, dearie. You don't have to tell everybody, love. They all know.
Oh, cheeky cur.
Will you shut up? Oh, my goodness, here are the drinks. There you are, my dear.
I'll have that. Just because you've got a job, you can't afford to buy drinks for her.
Hey, don't you touch that. They're mine. I paid for that round.
Oh, did you? Well, you can have it back, you tatty tart.
You bitch, look at that. I'm so, which is near my dress.
It's only a spot. I'll get a cloth. I'll have a cloth, please.
Oh, she'll take it off for you. She does for every other bloke.
You think it's so funny? You have some.
Ah, look, the slut, I'll kill her.
Will you shut up, sunshine? You're showing us up.
Oh, shut up.
She throws him to one side. Stan, Jack and Mum try to break up the scrapping women. Mrs. Jenkins looks on in disgust.
Disgraceful behaviour. I knew I should never have come.
No, it's nothing, my dear. Just a misunderstanding.
Right!
Oh, Sam! Are you all right, love?
Oh, blimey, what happened, Ellen?
Help me, God!
Olive rips Nora's dress. Nora rips Olive's.
Olive, what are you covering yourself up? You're showing your face.
She could be an old bag, old murderer.
The staff cheer them on as they continue to fight. Stan tries to pull Olive off Nora.
Olive!
For God's sake, stop looking at Jack! Jack! Arthur, get her out of here!
Get out of here! Take her out! Come here!
She could be an old bag, get her!
Get her!
Mum, get her things!
Anna, what's wrong with you, my girl? You're on heat. You want cooling down.
A jug of water.
You! Oh! You saw it!
Mr. Jenkins helps Nora.
I'm sorry about that, my dear. You come to my office. There's another towel there. And I've got some brandy in the bottle to help warm you up a bit. Blink, look after Mr. Jenkins for me. Come on, my dear. We'll dry you off nicely in the office.
Oh, shall we, would you like to go and sit down?
Large contraption is wheeled towards Blakey and Jenkins to Stan and Jack.
All right, come on, you two, come on. You're in this as well.
Now listen, we've spent a lot of money installing this new firefighting equipment, and each one of you men has to learn how to use it.
Hang about, we're busmen, not firemen.
Now don't you start. I've agreed this with the union. This place had gone up in flames the other day, you all lost your jobs. Well, we're not having that again. Inspector will take you through the fire drill one shift at a time.
I've been waiting for you two to get back to make a start. We'll have to stay behind for an hour.
I live it with you, Inspector.
Yes, sir. All gather round the fire attention, will you? Right. Now, I want you all to read these instruction cards, right? Yeah, one each. Give them out, will you?
Yeah.
I'll shift the buzzer, we'll make a start, mate.
Thank you, ready. Arthur.
Yeah?
You better go and phone Olive, tell her you're going to be late. And for God's sake, keep the peace.
I suppose you're right.
What do you do if a fire breaks out?
Run like hell.
I'll be right behind you.
Arthur walks over to a payphone and begins to dial. At the butler's, Olive and Mum are knitting. Olive answers the phone.
Hello? Yes, it's me. Yes? It's Arthur. Well, what time will you be back then?
I don't know. Look, you'll see me when you see me, won't you? Look, I've got to go now. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Arthur says he's going to be late.
Eh?
Yeah, he says they got fire drill down at the depot.
Oh, likely story. That's a lie if ever I heard one. They've never had any fire drill down there. He ought to have thought of something better than that.
Do you think he's out with that woman?
Well, of course. And the best thing you can do is get down there as quick as you can and sort it out.
Right. I'll go on the bike.
Right. Now, you all know the positions, right? Now then, I give the orders, right? Right. Butler, sound the alarm.
Stan walks over to the fire alarm.
We'll move, then, come on!
Some of the men run to a row of brand new fire extinguishers on the wall and grab them. They struggle to use them.
Come on, put it up now! Left hand, hold it up!
What's Blakey saying?
He's trying to tell them how to put the fire out!
Oh,
God! Hey, put it down there. Down there! The fire's down there! Stop the bell!
Hey!
Stop the bell! Stop the bell!
No.
Come on, run the hose out quick, run it out. Butler, grab your appliance. Hey, grab your appliance!
Oh, yes, all right.
Hurry up, then. Come on. Stay near you. Right, hurry up, then. Come on. Right, hold it properly.
All right.
More hose.
The hose tautens between Stan's legs.
Go
Oh, blimey, that caught me right between the eyes.
Oh, my goodness, that was the most unfortunate accident.
Stan sprays him with the extinguisher. Arthur is covered in white powder.
So was that.
Oh, gosh!
Cut it out! Give me that thing here. Puppies. Here, you go and make sure everyone else in the building's heard the alarm.
Yeah, come on, Stan.
You get the ladders and tell the first aid to stand by. You don't think I'm on patient down there. And there's more time to tell you. We're making out the fires down there.
Everybody out. Okay, you can't go in there.
Why not? It's an emergency, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. All right, come on, all out. Fire drill, Stan's got to save you.
Come on,
Stacey! Go! Stan, help me!
I can't, I've got my hands full!
Hold me down! Get out of here! Come on!
The women, all in their underwear, kick Stan and Jack out of their changing room. Outside the butler's, Olive puts on her crash helmet and starts up the motorbike. She gets onto the bike, pulls down her goggles and sets off. She knocks over a dustbin on the curb. At the depot...
We're all there, everyone, Blackie.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Right, now we're going to pretend that there's a fire down the inspection pit, right? Yeah. Now, butler, I'm leaving you in charge of the phone-making machine. You go and stand by the stopcock. Okay. Stop that fire bell, will you? Oh.
Sorry, Jack.
Stop that fire bell!
It's not a fire bell, it's your telephone.
Oh, I better go. Right, now, don't forget, keep the phone directed into the pit, right?
Yeah, sure.
I want to keep you lot here all night, if necessary.
Start
up. Right. Jack cranks a handle on the large contraption.
Right, let's have a bit of vacuum. There we are. Right, turn it on. Which new is a bit stiff thing.
Foam spurts out of another machine. Jack looks over at the foam bubbles.
Oh, blow it, that's nowhere near enough. Turn it on some more.
Stan tries to turn the wheel.
God, blow it, it's really stiff.
Come here, this'll do it. Come here, Stan.
Jack uses a wrench. Lots of bubbles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, that's great, that is.
Hey, look at that, look! That's too much! Come here, switch it off!
Yeah, okay.
Where's the handle?
I tucked it in the pit.
You stupid idiot! How am I going to switch it off?
Come on. Izzy, hurry up! Hurry up!
Got it!
Bubbles fill the room. Blakey walks out of his office.
Oh, my God.
He hurries towards the men.
All right, what's going on in here?
Switch it off!
You go, man!
Switch it off! We can't find it!
Switch it off!
We can't find it!
Ah! He falls into the inspection pit.
The whole blanket's falling in the pit!
No, don't muck about! He might hurt himself! Well, where is he?
Blakey!
Blakey stands up, covered in foam.
Slightly
abominable
snowman.
Don't worry, Blakey. Get your hand, I'll get you out.
Stan falls in.
Hey, Stan, where are you? Stan, where are you?
You're all right, mate. Stan stands up and blows out a mouthful of foam. Olive rides across a grass island as she struggles to control the motorbike. At the depot, Blakey is helped out of the pit.
Come on!
Jenkins walks out of his office.
Hey, give us your aid!
What the please!
What are you playing at? You! Get up there and turn off that foam machine!
Ah, we're a bit of a problem now, we can't find it.
What? You get up there and find it and turn it off!
Oh, yes, sir. Right.
And that includes you!
No, of course you are. Go.
Olive screeches into the bus depot. She drives around in a circle, narrowly missing the bus. Jenkins falls into the pit.
Get me out of here!
No, stop it!
Olive heads towards the foam and rides straight into the pit.
Olive, you're all right! Olive, come on! Come on! Come on! Get your son away! Give us your head!
What are you doing, Blake? I know your handiwork anywhere! Go!
pushes Blakey's wheelchair. It rolls towards the pit and falls in. A sign painted on the front of a bus reads, Day Tour to Royal Windsor Safari Park. A Union flag is painted across the side of the bus.
Isn't she a little beauty? That's more like it. I intend to make this bus company show a profit.
Hey, Windsor Safari Park, what's that in?
Oh, it's a fantastic attraction. And not very far from here, it's just right for us. I guarantee that every seat will be full. Of course, there'll be more pay for the driver. And plenty of tips.
More money. Now, that's the job for me.
You? You'll never get the job better, I'll see to that. It was all your fault you messed up my fire drill, didn't you? I told the manager you're in charge of the phone machine. That's right, turn it. Butler needn't apply, need he?
You're darn right he needn't.
See? I'll see you never get one of these tours, Butler.
That's the job you ought to have. We'd be all right then. More money. And all those tips.
Well, it can't be up, can it, love?
You're always getting wrong with the bosses. You'll never get anywhere, you won't.
But look,
love. Oh,
look.
Don't love me. We'll never have enough to get married at this rate. I must get back to work. I'd better hang on to my job.
But Susie.
Oh, right, little madam, isn't she?
Don't you start. It was your fault. You was the one that mucked up that phone machine. She's gone off in half. The right mate you turned out to be.
Women. They cause all the trouble, you know.
Yeah, you're dead right, mate. You stick the nymphy Nora. At least you know where you stand.
Nora? Right little gold digger she turned out to be. Hardly ever talks to me now.
No?
No. She's found herself a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah? Who's that then?
Jenkins.
No, you're kidding.
Oh, I should know, mate. I'm her driver. She stays back late with him every night.
Does she? Oh, thanks very much for telling me.
Night. Jack and Stan creep into the depot.
Look, it's gone 11. But fancy dragging me at this time of night. I still say it's a load of talk.
Look, it's worth investigating. If we can get something on Jenkins, we're laughing. See what I mean? Come on, give us a hand.
They move a barrel in front of Jenkins' door.
Give us a hand.
Jack climbs onto the barrel and looks through a window at the top of the door.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins!
Here, come over here.
Stan climbs up to have a look. Jenkins and Nora are having a kiss and cuddle.
Watch on my toilets.
Oh, we'll get your new bed out of the petticoats, won't we? Anyway, take them off. Here, let me help you.
Oh, your hands are cold!
Day, Jack and Stan clock in.
Hey, Jack, do you think this is going to work?
Don't worry, mate, we got him.
Jack knocks on Jenkins' door.
Come in.
Stan leads the way.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Yes? What do you two want?
Oi, Mr. Jenkins. How's Mrs. Jenkins?
My wife? Very well, thanks. Yes?
Well, we were in the depot late last night.
Jenkins looks worried.
We wanted to have a word with you then.
Last night?
We didn't interrupt you. You were here in your office, busy with one of the clippies. Nora, wasn't it, Stan?
That's right, Jack.
Shut the door.
Jenkins leans forward.
What are you two after?
Blakey's in the canteen with a cup of tea and a paper. Jack walks in.
Oi, Blakey. The manager wants to see you straight away.
Eh? Oh, thanks.
Blakey smiles, pleased. He finishes his tea, picks up his clipboard and follows Jack out. Blakey knocks on Jenkins' door.
You want him, Lisa?
Now, come in, Blake.
He enters the office.
I picked the driver for our first safari park tour.
Oh, really, sir?
Yes, we wanted the best man with a lot of experience.
Oh, exactly, sir. Yes, that's what I think, sir. Yes.
So I picked Butler.
Butler, sir.
Hello, Blakey.
Butler? But you can't. Why pick him?
He's very experienced.
Experienced? He's the worst layabout in the old depot. No, I'm not having it, sir. No, he can't do it.
Are you trying to give me orders?
Oh, no, sir. No, but please, sir. I'm in my aim.
Don't waste my time. Butler is driving it. And you see that he's issued with one of the special uniforms. And you and Butler are taking the bus out on a trial run to the safari park tomorrow morning.
Thank you, sir.
Stan grins smugly at an unimpressed Blakey.
Go.
Right. Now, we don't want any slip-ups.
The Windsor Safari Park is a sensational chance for us. A terrific attraction.
We're lucky they've allowed us to take a tour there.
Don't worry, sir. I've got it all worked out, sir.
Jenkins looks around.
You ought to be off.
Where's your driver?
Butler, don't worry, sir. I sent him a change into his new uniform. Here he comes now.
Hey, look at that name. Hey!
Stan, dressed in a beige safari suit, struts towards them.
Look at Saunders of the River.
How do I look, Jack?
Oh, you look just like one of them. Here, don't forget your handbag, will you?
Oh, Stan, you look great. And isn't it marvellous? I still can't believe it. Now we'll be able to get that flat straight away.
They hug.
All right, come on, get away from him. Makeup all over his uniform, look at that, look.
Right. Get in your bus and draw it up to the front.
Yes, sir.
Blake? Come into my office. Get your final instructions.
Oh, Stan. Isn't it lovely? You've got all that room. Here. Where's the engine?
It's round the back. Here.
Stan leads Susie to the back of the bus.
There you are. There's the engine.
Where?
Inside here. That's why I've got all that visibility in the front.
Oh. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I'll show you something else.
A side door.
This is the emergency door.
He opens it.
Yeah. You can get in this way as well.
Oh.
He climbs in.
See? Here. Well, give us a kiss while no one's looking.
All
right, then. Susie kisses him passionately.
Oh, don't. Here, come on, get in. I've got to move the bus up.
Stan helps Susie into the bus. They forget to close the emergency door behind them. Stan moves off. The door swings close to another bus.
Oh, my God! I left the emergency door open. I'll have to reverse it just a bit.
Stan reverses the bus a few feet. Susie runs to the back of the bus and jumps out of the exit. She looks at the door.
Oh, Stan! Stay quick! Look!
What's it done? What's it done?
He checks it.
Broken.
Blakey.
Father, where are you?
Stan closes the door.
Well, the lounge's a bit loose, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, it is an emergency door. It'll make it easy to open.
Bala! Where are you?
Stan hurries to the front of the bus.
I've just been checking the bus.
Right. Now, don't forget, I want all details recorded and a full log of the journey. You make a mess of this job, and you're for the chop.
Don't you worry, sir. You leave it to me.
Road. It turns off down a slip road passing a row of flagpoles. The red, white and blue painted bus heads towards a line of huts and stops. A mustachioed man in a safari suit walks over to them.
You're the town and district trial run?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yes, we were expecting you. Follow the road round till you come to the Lions. I'll meet you there.
Thanks.
The man walks off and Stan closes the doors. The bus drives at speed along a road passing a couple of elephants. Blakey stands next to Stan and stares out of the front window. The bus drives past an enclosure where a colony of penguins paddle into a pool. It drives past an enclosure full of flamingos, then one containing baboons. Stan points them out.
Hey, look at that!
Oh, yeah.
The pink-bottomed baboons scamper about as the bus passes them. It comes to a stop.
Look at that one over there, look.
What?
Oh, God. Just like you. Just you.
Oh, very funny. Yeah, how about that one over there, then? He looks like you. Yeah. Why are they so red? Well, it's the mating season, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, and I think that one fancies you. Shut up and drive on, will you?
The bus drives carefully past the baboons, some of whom are sitting by the side of the road. A sign on a gate reads, "Caution! Lions are man-eaters. Keep all doors and windows closed." The mustachioed man stands by the gate and gestures for the bus to stop as it approaches.
This bus been checked?
That's all right. I checked it myself.
Well, we're very strict on security here. Once you get in among the lions, all doors and windows shut. And don't stop. Understood?
Don't worry about that.
And driver, if you break down, sound your hooter. Our guards will come and get you out. Right, in you go.
The bus doors close and the gate to the lion enclosure slides open. Stan drives in slowly. A lioness is standing in the middle of the road. She moves out of the way for them. Stan and Blakey stare in awe at the groups of lions gathered around the immense enclosure. Some stand under trees, others mill about on the roadside. A large male jogs along beside the bus.
Oh, these are the big lions, these are. These are the man eaters.
Are they?
Yeah.
A bus wheel hits a rock. The bus screeches to a halt, and the emergency door swings open.
What do you want to run over that rock like that for? There was a big lion in the middle of the road, wasn't there? I'd have run over him.
Yeah, if it was a pedestrian, you wouldn't have bothered, would you?
The lion chews on meat.
God, look at his teeth. Look at the way he's pulling that big piece of red meat to pieces.
Yeah, we're better off in here than out there with him.
One sniffs around by the open emergency door.
Hey, do you know what? If you ever came face to face with one of them, you've had it, you know.
Yeah.
The lion jumps in.
Well, can't you drive round him then?
I can't, can I?
Stan turns and sees the lion walking through the bus.
Well, come on, he's gone now. Come and drive on, Butler. Do you know what I say, Butler? Drive on, come on.
Stan gestures.
Drive on!
Shut up!
Don't you tell me to shut up, Butler. Drive on!
Stan gestures behind him with his eyes.
Hey, what's the matter with you now, then? So you've seen a ghost or something? Drive on, Butler!
It's a lion.
Oh, no, it's a lion, don't I? The place is full of them, isn't it?
No.
Blakey touches the lion. Blakey looks frightened.
Well, you mustn't let him see you're afraid of him.
No, of course not, no.
Well, sound your odour.
Here, wait a minute. Suppose you don't like my odour.
The lion starts to back away.
Keep quiet. I think he's going.
The lion reaches the back of the bus.
I think he's going.
Don't be good at it.
He's coming back!
Upstairs! Oh, no! Me first, I'm the driver!
Get out of the inspector!
Get out of it!
They open a window.
Quick, get out of the way!
Lions can't get upstairs!
The lion climbs the stairs.
Oh, I'm getting out of here! I'll get back inside!
It's all right,
Mother.
We're quite safe up here.
Hey! Trust me! Help me! He's got hold of me!
The lion goes downstairs.
Oh, I think he's gone.
You sure?
The lion leaves the bus. A safari van drives up behind them. The men head down the stairs.
You go first, Butler. You're the driver.
Stan, a large piece of material missing from his trousers, looks around downstairs.
I think he's all right now.
The mustachioed man.
Hey, you!
Don't pull on
the bus. Come down here!
Oh, you know, you. How dare you open that door? Can't you read?
Well, I can't understand it. I thought it was shut.
We've had your type here before. I shall make a full report to the manager, and your company won't be sending any more buses here, that's for sure. Now drive off and get out!
Yes, yes. Oh, it's cold.
Didn't I tell Mr. Jenkins you shouldn't be allowed to drive this bus? Didn't I tell him that?
Well, don't blame me.
It's a sure thing, isn't it, Butler? Whenever you drive a bus, something goes wrong, doesn't it? I'll let him make out a full report about this. I'll get the blame for it, you know that, don't you?
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you do get the sack, you can always get a job as a lion tamer.
Dive it out!
All right.
The bus drives on. A gate is opened at the end of the enclosure, and Stan drives through it. Three elephants with their keeper block the road ahead, forcing the bus to stop. A couple of chimpanzees run over to the back of the bus and climb up on it.
Oh, look at the size of those elephants.
Yeah. Good job the doors are shut and they can't get in, innit, eh? Don't want any more animals on the bus, do we, eh?
All right.
Stan drives on. The upstairs back window closes. The chimps swing down the stairs.
Blakey,
one chimp obscures Stan's view.
Blakey, come and help me, Blakey!
Oh, my God, have you got one as well, haven't I?
Watch it,
Butler! Oh, here, Butler! Oh, for God's sake, stop!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
The bus swerves.
Oh, let me with this, Butler, you'll see what I'm doing.
Shut up, he's pulling me wheel!
No!
Get off!
Oh, my God! What are you doing?
He's bumming me face!
Look where you're going!
I can't get away!
His eyes widen. The bus heads towards a policeman who waves his arms, then scarpers. The bus stops abruptly, sending Blakey flying. The policeman marches towards it. He grabs the bus door.
What's going on here? Can't you drive this bus?
The policeman grimaces as he spots a chimp on its own at the wheel. Blakey and Stan are sitting together.
He's the one.
In the cafeteria.
Look, I know everything went wrong, but Jenkins will give me another job on them tours, I promise you.
I don't believe you, Stan. Why should he?
Well, he will, you'll see.
Look, I don't think we'll ever get married at this rate. We might just as well forget it.
Now, look, I've had a word with Mum, see? And if you come and live with us, look, we can get married straight away. It won't be for long.
No, it'd never work out.
Well, look, I tell you what, when you finish work tonight, pop home for tea and just let's talk it over. That's all I ask. Eh? Please?
Well, as I was saying, I don't think little Arthur would bother you. In fact, I don't think you'd be seeing much of him.
Well, you don't have to see him to know he's around.
No, Mum's right, really. I mean, we'd be out most nights. Besides, my room's very cozy too.
Oh, there's Arthur and Olive. They're to go up to town.
Hello, Mum. Oh. Hello.
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Arthur.
Arthur eyes Susie with a smirk.
I'm starving.
Olive grabs a piece of cake and tucks in. Standing by Arthur, Olive glances at him, then addresses the others.
Arthur and I have got some news to tell you. You tell him, Arthur.
No. I think you'd better tell.
Well, we've just been to the doctor's. I'm expecting again.
What, pregnant?
Oh, what wonderful news.
Yes, Arthur's ever so pleased, aren't you, love?
Yes, very.
Oh, well, that's it then. We can't live here.
Oh, I don't know. It might be rather nice to have another little one.
What, another little Arthur?
Well, it might be another little Olive.
Olive eats greedily.
Good.
Yes, well, of course, it means that I am going to have a lot more expenses. So I'm afraid you'll have to chip in a bit more, Stanley.
Me chip in a bit more?
Don't worry. I won't stand in your way. And, dear, you can have your ring back. That'll help pay for another potty.
Now, Susie,
let her go, son. She don't love you. I know that sort of girl. All she thinks about is sex, and more sex. What sort of a life would that be?
Marvellous.
At the depot.
Here, Jack. What's up?
Wait a minute.
Listen, Jack, we'll have to go and see Jenkins about a better job for me. Otherwise, I've had it. Look, Susie, you see, she gave me the ring back last night. So let's go and see it straight away, shall we?
No, wait a minute. I'm afraid you've had it, mate. Look.
A door sign is removed.
What's for? What's happened?
Jackie's got the push.
What for?
Well, it appears he told his missus he was doing overtime last night.
Well,
she come in and caught him doing overtime on the office floor. So she got him transferred.
Oh, well, that's it then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's not all, mate. You wait till you hear this. Blakey's gone.
Get out.
Yeah?
He's got a push.
Yeah.
You sure?
They've had a right old sort out, mate.
Yeah. Well, I won't miss him for a start. Who's taking his place?
Oh, they sent a new bloke down from head office. Look, here he is. Watch out.
Jack stubs his fag as their new boss stalks towards them.
Come on, you. Get that bus out.
Here, we've got another one like Blakey.
You're due out in 2 minutes. You know the regulations. You should be carrying out your checks.
We don't bother with those.
You don't bother? Why don't you bother with them? Get on with it or I'll report you.
The new boss glowers at them, then marches off.
Oh, he's worse than Blakey. Here, come on. We better show William. Let's get the bus.
Ah, wait a minute. That's another thing. We're not on the same route anymore. I'm on the 14s, you're on the number 11s.
Well, it's not my day to day, is it, eh? I've lost my job, my girl, and now my best mate.
Yeah, well, they say trouble always comes in threes, so you should have had your luck then, huh?
Well, I've had my fill.
Ah, well, there's always a silver lining. I tell you what, I've taken on three smashing new clippers, so... Yeah.
They eye three pretty ladies.
Yeah, one of them must be on with you.
A blonde eyes up Stan.
Go on, ask her. No, I don't like to.
Go on. You're free now. Get stuck in, boy.
Shall I?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Stan approaches them, beaming.
Hello, darlings. Anyone of you on the number 11?
Yeah, I am.
Are you really? So am I.
They said I was going out soon.
So am I. We must be on the same bus. Yes, you'll like the number 11 route. Yes, we get a half hour's rest at the turnaround.
Sounds nice.
It is. Have you got a fella?
No.
Oh, this is the best news I've had today.
Come on, Butler. Your conductor's waiting.
Yeah, I know. I've got her here.
No, Butler. Not this one. That one.
Oh, yeah. Blakey! No! Oh, no, I can't stand it, no.
Come on, darling, I'll buy you a cup of tea.
Oh, you a conductor? I thought you got a sack.
Yes, well, things weren't going too well. They demoted me, I'm afraid.
That's right, they put you on my bus. No, I'm sorry, no. I can't take it.
I thought that would make you laugh.
Yeah, Blakey, I never thought I'd see you become one of us.
Don't worry, mate. I should never become one of yous.
Oh, well, a bit of a come down of it.
I'll show you lot how to do this conductoring job, mate. Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? Not you out for another 2 minutes.
Look, mate, I'm the driver and I'm the boss and I go when I say.
You'll go when I ring the bell, mate.
Well, get on and ring the bell then.
Stan drives off and Blakey leaps on the back. Later, at a bus stop.
Oh, I've had enough of this. No, no. Well, why can't we get on? It's a disgrace.
No, sir, no, it's not up to me. I can't let you get on until my driver says so.
Blakey eyes the bus anxiously. Stan is snogging the blonde conductress on the upper deck.
You do love me, don't you?
Yes,
you do love me.
Yes, of course I do, of course I
do. And you will marry me one day?
Of course I'll marry you, of course I will.
Oh, darling, isn't it marvellous? Hmm? We're engaged.
Yes, we're engaged. Yeah, just a minute.
Now that you've asked me, you can have another kiss.
No, just Gloria, just, I couldn't say it. I've got... No, you don't understand what I mean, you see.
Oh, Stan.
No. I seem to remember this something before, don't you? No, just a minute. What I'm going to say to you is... Oh, glory. No, wait a minute, hang on. This is where I come in, you see.
ITFC audio description.